So how do we get ourselves to consistently act in a way that causes us to really increase the quality of our life daily and enjoy it? Well, in order to answer that question, I guess we have to first answer the question, what controls all of our actions? The answer to that, of course, is decisions. Whatever decisions we make are shaping all of our actions. Decision is the father of action, and it's our actions that create the results of our lives. But again, what's behind decisions? What determines what we're willing to do or not willing to do in our lives? And the answer to this question is there are two elements that control every decision you make, therefore every action you take, and therefore the increase in quality or lack thereof that you experience in your life every day. And those two elements are your standards and your beliefs. The standards you live your life by, your values in essence, and your core beliefs are controlling moment to moment how you perceive everything in your life, what you determine things mean, what you're going to do, and ultimately who you become. In fact, the most common question that people ask me in seminars is, how did you really turn your life around? Well, I look at them and I say, I did it by raising my standards. That was the number one single most important change that I made in my life. I got to the point where I said, I am not willing to live this way anymore. Who I am is much more than I'm demonstrating in my life. And I literally took out my journal and I wrote down all the things in my life that I would no longer stand for from myself or anybody I cared about. I also wrote down how I was going to live in detail. And in that day, I committed beyond a shadow of a doubt that that was how I was going to live, that I would never again settle for less than I could be. Now, sometimes people set a high standard for themselves, but they don't take any action. And the reason is because they don't change their beliefs. And that's the second thing we must change to have a long-term increase in the quality of our life. I began to believe that there was a way to turn my life around, that I had the resources. If I didn't have them within myself, I could get access to them. That if I wanted to increase the quality of my life physically, there were people who had been fat like me and had got themselves thin and stayed there. And all I have to do is find out what they did and do the same things. As I began to develop beliefs that I could in fact turn things around and that I would in fact, that sense of certainty got me to take consistent action, not just action for a moment to see if it was going to work or not. The increase in my personal standards for myself and the increase in the quality of my beliefs increased the quality of my life. They set in motion that day, immediately, a force that began to change everything in my life. But I have a question for you. Do you think that if I would have lived continuously by the standards I set for myself that day, that that would have created the quality of life that I now enjoy? The answer is, no, because the quality of life that I now enjoy is a much higher standard than I had ever even dreamed of back then. There's only one way that I've been able to turn my dreams into reality, and that is by a commitment to a discipline that I promised you when I opened this tape, and now I'm going to finally tell you what it is. You must be ready for it by now. And that is the commitment to the discipline I call CANAI, capital C-A-N-I with an exclamation mark.